What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Razzlin Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. You know the deal. I'm back for however how long I do this. I don't know. But I was watching Raw, and I was compelled to record. Why? Because live crowds are weird. They're very weird. Why do I say that? So we got a good sense of, you know, great, engaged, enthusiastic crowds when they were when WWE was doing its European tour. We got, you know, a lot of mileage out of some chants, you know. We had the whole French chants that, you know, blew the roof off. Then we had, you know, I can't remember the other places they went. It was Germany. They had lots of great European chants, lots of soccer chants. It was great. And then I remember having a couple moments during the podcast saying, hey, U.S. got to step up your chant game. You got to be better crowds. You got to get motivated, get loud, you know, sing-alongs. And honestly, it happened. If you noticed, like, there are a lot more sing-alongs happening. I don't know. It had a lot to do with Cody. You know, everyone does the whoa for Cody. They do the Seth Rollins stuff, which we'll get to in a little bit. And then they also do, you know, Randy Orton, his whole resurgence of getting his song sung these days. Penta, everyone has like a chant now for their song. And it's great. It puts people over. Everyone has a good time. Here's my issue. Crowds now in the U.S., it seems, don't know who to root for. Or they do, but they want their cake and they want to, I hate this phrase because it doesn't make any sense to me. They want their cake and they want to eat it too. Which, again, that phrase is so stupid. I mean, it's not even the whole phrase. There's more to the phrase. I don't remember what it was, but it's supposed to help. It doesn't matter. So during last night's Raw, Seth Rollins called the crowd out for not knowing. He called them morons, and he was like, you don't know what you want. You scream obscenities at me. They were screaming F you Rollins. And then he's like, you scream obscenities at me, and then you question my integrity. But 5 minutes ago, you were all singing along to my song. You don't know what you're doing. And it's true. It makes no sense. And I think a lot of it has to do with there's one thing, there's that portion of it where heels are getting cheered, specifically like Seth Rollins and his crew, because they have a catchy song. So they'll sing along with the song versus get booed. They're trying to do two different things. Half the crowd wants to sing the song, or the whole crowd wants to sing the song, and then another half wants to play the, hey, you're the heel, we're going to boo you and cuss you kind of thing, which is, you know, a live crowd dynamic, I guess, but not everybody's on the same page of these are the bad guys, we should all boo them, we shouldn't be singing along to their song, we should not like them. That's one. Two, they're still doing the what chant, and I'll say it for myself, I suppose, and I think a lot of people who grew up in the Attitude Era may agree with me. The worst thing Stone Cold ever did was introduce that what chant. It's the worst thing to happen to wrestling ever. That's hyperbole, obviously. Way worse things have happened in wrestling. But that what chant is one of the worst things going. And now there's a whole generation of people doing the what chant that I don't think experienced the what chant when it first happened. The whole Stone Cold what thing, they weren't old enough to be in the crowd and do the what chant. And then there are other people who were there, and they're still doing the what chant knowing it's the worst thing ever. It ruins promos. It buries people, and it takes a lot of focus for a wrestler to overcome that. And I sometimes I see it in them. I see the wrestler trying to figure out how to break the audience, and it takes a little bit. You have to vary your cadence a bit, because you can't do the, and then I did this, and then that, and then you did this. Like, you can't do the staggered chant, the staggered talk, because they can insert a what. So you have to vary the promo speed. You can't give them an indication of when the pause is coming. On SmackDown, prior to Saturday Night main event, R-Truth came out. R-Truth, the perennial good guy, the babyface, the dude everybody wants to win, is going to face John Cena. And he's cutting this impassioned promo about, he's being very earnest about the fact that his childhood hero, which is the joke, has lost his way, and he has to beat him up to get him to remember. And while this babyface is cutting this promo, the crowd is chanting, what? At R-Truth. That's not what that chant is for. The chant, what, has always been against the heel. It's to undermine what they're saying. It's the way for the crowd to undermine what they're saying. The same way Stone Cold would undermine what people were saying by screaming what in their face. To do that to R-Truth, it shows you have no clue what that chant is about or why it even exists. You're using a weapon against the person you want to win. That's crazy. One, it's the worst chant ever. And two, you're doing it to the wrong people. Like, R-Truth was cutting like a very good, very passionate, you know, very involved promo about, you know, who he thinks is his childhood hero. But more importantly, he's talking about a friend. He's like, this guy is a friend of mine, and he assaulted me, and he's not the guy that I've known. And if I have to beat that person back into him, I'm going to do that. And instead of just being quiet and letting him do the promo, these people were chanting what at him, and he didn't break. R-Truth is a professional. He didn't succumb to anything. He saw it happening. He rolled with it. And at some point they stopped, but it was still like pockets of people screaming what? And you're like, that, we get it. You want to be part of the show. This is the worst way to be part of the show. The best way to be part of the show for the folks watching at home, if you ever think of us, don't scream what, cheer or boo. But the what chant is, one, it's played out. It's over, y'all. Let it go. Stone Cold has not wrestled in like 20, that's not true. He was there at WrestleMania with Kevin Owens. But he hasn't been like a huge staple of the main roster for over 20 years. Let it go. Can we kill the what chant? Please. It stinks. Second, you have to define your heels and your baby faces. And I'm talking to the crowd. Everyone will say, oh, that's on the creative and that's on the wrestler to get over. No. As the crowd, you have to recognize who they're pushing as a heel and who they're pushing as a face, and you have to act accordingly. That's being part of the show. Not undermining what they're doing, because then it's fun for nobody. It's not fun for the wrestler who's trying to get their job done. It's not fun for creative who's like, God, we can't get these people to boo. And it's not fun for us listening at home, because we have to endure this odd like metaverse where like you understand that they're a babyface or that they're a heel, and you're just chanting what at them, or you're singing their song when you shouldn't. And sure, a little bit's on WWE for like, hey, change Seth Rollins' song so they can't sing to it. And then it's an even more heelish move. He took something away from you, but they leave it there. Same with Becky Lynch. It doesn't make any sense. But still, as a crowd, that's your job. Be on the side of production. It's that easy. Join in the fun by chanting yay for the face and boo the heel. Anyway, thanks for listening. That was my rant. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.